Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast. It's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. Acquit. Hit the fingerless glove, don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Clash!
Kanye West, is that on our sheet of things to talk about?
Well, he's not a billionaire anymore, but based on future earnings and current relationships.
Right. Yeah.
Based on his anti-Semitism, he's no longer a billionaire immediately, and is gone.
Dude, I thought he was on a podcast with somebody who was like, because it was like a white dude in a suit.
Yeah, it's
Lex Friedman.
You don't know him? Jay is out of the loop on things like that.
I am out of the loop on things like that. But I thought, either way, I thought it was like an alt-y right, like what you call guy. He was super liberal. He was like the opposite. I didn't realize it took me about a minute into the thing to argue that he's going like, he's like, yeah, well, you know, like wearing a White Lives Matter shirt's pretty offensive given the situation. I didn't realize he was going like, that's actually not cool. And Kanye West like, what's not cool about it, fam? He just keeps going.
Well, Lex Friedman does look like he's a straight up like.
He does. Yeah, that's why I said. That's why I thought
he looks like a Nazi. Lex Friedman has straight up Nazi energy and vibes. Yeah, but
Friedman isn't much of a Nazi name.
No. Yeah, but you never know, dude. Smith is.
Andrew Scholes is not a Jewish. Surprise, surprise.
He's like a scientist, dude, man. He's also
a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, he's a really good grappler. He's a really nice guy. I hung with him a little bit once, like last year.
What's his thing?
He's like a science guy and a jiu-jitsu guy.
Like Bill Nye?
He's a science guy.
He's Lex Friedman, the MMA guy.
But he's got a huge podcast. It's like one of the biggest.
Who's a better science guy, him or Bill Nye? You gotta pick one science guy.
He's way better.
No.
Yes, way better.
Bill Nye, the science guy.
They don't call him Bill Nye a science guy.
Fair. That is fair.
Bill Nye has all of his eggs into the science basket. Lex Friedman is at her doing jiu-jitsu and science. Yeah, how do you pick a lane, Lex Friedman?
Wouldn't you be the first to tell us that jiu-jitsu is a science?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Someone told me they believe that Kanye West is doing this to get out of these, like, contracts, and then he's going to magically be okay again.
Yeah, I think he's just ranting.
But I think it's, like, mental.
Yeah, what did he actually say that wasn't true?
Well, yeah, you got it there. Look, I'll say, as a Jewish person, I'm one good song away from forgetting all of this ever happened.
I just don't care if musicians say horseshit. Who fucking cares? They're dumb.
I'll go even beyond that. I think it's literally like the worst. It's the most self-inflicted wound for Jewish people who are so like, oh my God, you can't be talking like that, to have this guy immediately canceled from everything, his bank account shut down and his net worth plummet. You're like, you know, you're just making it look like he's completely right. Like, he literally uttered something about the Jews once and then he just lost everything.
What did he utter about the Jews?
No, I don't think that's true. I think he's kept going.
He said it a few times.
I think he's doubling down.
The amount of things that rhyme with Jew, it's never ending. If you're a rapper, you're just going to go.
Well, it was a tweet and he wasn't rhyming, but he said he was going to go DEFCON on the Jews and DEFCON like that.
Or he said DEFCON, which is pretty funny too. Lewis, is your internet thing not right?
Why?
I feel like you're like a little shaky or connection.
Yeah, you're going in and out of.
I thought it was because I'm spinning my chair a lot.
that might be it.
It's probably not helping, but
yeah. So anyway, Kanye made some good points, and for that they try to silence him.
Try to shut down the truth, yeah. But yeah,
it was pretty funny. He had one like he was just being a dick to Lex Fridman, but there was one thing he said that's pretty funny. But he was like, Lex Fridman was like, you can't say the Jewish media. That's very offensive when you say that. And Kanye goes, fine, the JM.
That was really funny. Or one of them just goes, or the media, because apparently I can't say that other word.
He was like, he did seem like he was having fun with it throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, he keeps like cocking smiles and shit.
Didn't Nick Cannon just do the same shit recently where he was talking about all the Jews that are running the media? Well,
that wasn't that recent, was it? He said something
like a year ago, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right, well, he said something and then I think he got like suspended and then he apologized.
No, he did it was his special. It was several years ago. It was that thing at the end of the special.
No, this was like, on a radio show.
It was on a podcast. It was like, or a radio show or something like that. He was like, oh, no, he was podcast, making like a serious. Yeah.
He was it was on like Breakfast point. Club or some shit like that. He was just talking about.
Can you find that? Nick Cannon going off on the Jews? Nick
now, Cannon's trying to start his own.
Nick Cannon's on his 11th kid or something, or 10th.
That's pretty Jewish of him.
Like seven different chicks?
Not that so much.
Wild. He just keeps going.
Well, there's a lot of tensions between blacks and Jews. There always have been. And it's like, I don't know. Anytime it comes up, everyone freaks out. But like,
I mean, who was the better slaves?
Blacks are definitely better slaves than Jews. Jews are fucking. God.
There's really no competition.
No, dude, it's work smarter or harder. Like the Jews are definitely going to figure out a way to just fucking, they're going to figure out fulcrums and fucking just like pulley systems and shit.
Simple
Blacks machines. Are just fucking really, just really working that extra bone.
If you put the bricks at an angle, you could build a pyramid.
Doug, I'm telling you right now.
How am I going to make bricks pointed inward? Stupid ass Jew motherfucker. A pyramid is motherfucking impossible.
The black slaves.
Show me just throw it on a piece of paper for me. Show me how to make bricks go in. Start from the top. Impossible.
Why come you gonna?
Every time motherfucker wake up,
that brick
motherfucker's talking about pyramids.
Dude, just the black guys being being mystified as to how they could possibly get those giant bricks.
Oh, how about I build you a cone to live in also? Something else impossible. Oh, this other master over here living a trapezoid.
It can't be done.
Yeah. Work harder, says, we'd have been done 6 months ago if you could live in square houses.
Ah, fuck, dude. What would you rather, a Jewish slave or a black slave? I don't know. It's very tough.
It's like, what's the job? What's the job? Yeah. What are you looking to enslave this person for?
Yeah. Am I trying to balance the budget of my town?
Yeah. Are you enslaving an accountant to do your taxes?
That's what Schindler did. That was Oscar Schindler's move. He enslaved workers. Nailed it. Do you have the Nick Cannon thing, Bobby?
Yes. Give me 1 second. I'll bring it up. This is a news article.
That was a real Bobby. Yes, as soon as I Google it.
No, I have
it. No, he wrote it. He wrote that he had it.
But this is a news article, so it's just the meeting.
Yeah, this is what. Oh, and it was with what's
Professor
his name?
Griff.
Yes.
Professor Griff.
So you know the story about him, Lewis?
No.
Professor Griff was in the original Public Enemy, and then he went off on the Jews.
Yeah.
And then they fucking kicked him out. And even like Chuck D and those guys, no one like caught his back. He was like 18, I think, at the time or something. But they kicked him out and like completely like got he was completely out of the fucking group. He just went full fledged, like he was just convinced on the Jewish conspiracy for the rest of his life. I think, and still is.
Today. What is the Jewish conspiracy?
Oh, the idea that Jews are like powerful and like run.
That's not a conspiracy. They literally do. This is not a. It's not even a bad thing to say. It's a compliment.
If they'll take down Kanye, imagine what they'll do to you.
Doggy, I'm not,
you haven't made one good album.
I'm saying this. I'm saying this in a very
be diplomatic here.
No, I'm being diplomatic.
It's not okay. You're saying yes. There's no one really denies that Jews are like disproportionately in a lot of these powerful positions. He's saying that they're doing it with like nefarious, fucked up purposes to
nefarious.
Fuck over
I loved his second people. Album.
He's was great.
Nefarious the nefarious NIG.
He didn't follow it up the third though.
Thanks, Jay. it's my favorite rapper.
Asked Cannon's class.
We are the Semitic people. When we are the same people that who they want to be, that's our birthright. Oh,
yeah, Viacom, yeah, yeah. CBS announcing they are cutting ties with the comedian.
Hello, I'm Nick Cannon. Hello. Oh, why is he dressing that way?
That's funny. Cut ties with him. Yeah, because he was like the president of Nick Jr. or something.
Is that he said some more shit than just that? They brought him back.
Well, he's gone off. He started going. Yeah, there's more stuff in there in the middle, but he's yeah, he got that show where he's got like, you know, fist picks behind him.
Yeah, well, he came out and apologized for all this shit, I think.
I'm gonna say this carefully, are a little less.
In the June 30th episode of his podcast, Cannon speaking to
he's
former
hosting
Public
the Masked
Enemy
Singer.
Member Professor Griff.
The only way that they can act is evil. The only way they can they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and
fight or flight,
in order to survive.
Exactly.
So then these people who didn't have what we had. And when I say we, I speak of the melanated people.
Right.
They had to be sad.
Melanated?
The 39-year-old host facing criticism for his comments also accused of perpetuating an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory.
The Rothschild, centralized banking, the bloodlines that control everything even outside of America.
Cannon,
who takes it off, it's a Nazi.
The Masked Singer, taking to social media Monday to explain, saying, anyone who knows me knows that I have no hate in my heart nor malice intentions. But Cannon stopped short of apologizing, instead saying, I hold myself accountable for this moment and take full responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
Cannon's long-running show, Wild and Out, airs on VH1. Viacom CBS saying in a statement overnight that they condemn bigotry of any kind.
It is so funny. He's so stuck, like, in he only knows how to, like, act. Do you know what I mean, Nick Cannon? So he puts on, like, the thing and he gets, like, you know, with the glasses and the fists behind him and everything, and he puts on, like, the clothes for that. And then he does Wilding Out and he goes, like, you know, like hip-hop fun. Then he does Masked Singer and he's got to dress like, you know what I mean, like nice. It's just like he's not all those people.
Yeah, you know, who the fuck is Nick Cannon? He's a guy who likes to fuck random chicks.
Yeah, and he likes to get people pregnant. Yeah, he's probably like,
dude, I just know the amount of money that I pay in child support and I'm like, God, like the amount of money that Nick Cannon is paying in child support.
Oh yeah, Kev told me his one time. I was like, how, huh?
It's wild because the way it works is it's a percentage. It's the difference that what you make, and in Jersey anyway. I think it's the same, the exact same thing in New York though. But it's 17%, of what you make, or the difference of whatever the one who makes more money makes.
Yeah.
Right. So if Nick Cannon makes, you know, $30 million a year, and his baby mama makes 18,000, essentially she's getting fucking 17% of $30 million a year.
Yeah, really. The Mariah Carey's the best one to have gotten pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she makes more money.
Like catalog, she might make more money almost.
Yeah. I think maybe there's a cap on it if you make a certain amount of money. Bobby says, let's see, Nick Cannon will soon pay nearly $3 million a year in child support. Two babies' mamas make thousands more than others, legal expert has told The Sun. Oh, it's because the different states. I think it's different states. I think in certain states, like, you're required to pay like $300 a month, and that's all you have to pay, no matter how much money you make.
Yeah, where's that?
I know, dude. I'm like,
I don't know. Just follow Lewis's moving truck.
I tell you, it's fucking crazy. It's a crazy thing. And this is why I say I should be able to make all decisions in our child's life.
since I'm paying so goddamn much.
So I'm just saying, the amount of money that I fucking pay, it's almost like, no, you should want to make my life easier, because everyone reaps the benefits off of my hard work. I don't reap the benefits off of her hard work. It means nothing to me. Her hard work means literally nothing to me.
Well, her hard work as a mother is what they're saying you're paying for. I mean, I think that's what the argument is.
Yeah, but we split custody.
Yeah.
Nick's newest addition to his one-man baby boom will likely cost him around $40,000 a month in child support to keep Lanisha, of course, and their newborn daughter Onyx, of course, obviously.
It's also recently revealed that Brittany, 34, is expecting her third child. Obvious also. Brittany, oppositely obvious.
Dude. That's fucking wild, dude. 60. I thought it'd be more. There must be some sort of caps, or it just must be a different thing. Because
no, but listen to some of these. I mean, there's
a lot of money.
$80,000 a month there.
Abby was probably getting between $600,000 and $750,000 a year from him in child support. Oh my god, dude! If I was a hot chick, this is what I told my girlfriend. I was like, "Why are you dating me? Go get pregnant by a basketball player." I would. Yeah. It would be my fucking goal. All I would do is try to fuck a basketball player and let him fucking jizz inside of me. And then I'd be like, that's it. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you're already doing that for free.
Yeah, dude. Put my legs on my fucking shoulders. Like, gun in the butt.
You're letting some street garbage come inside you now anyway. Dude,
that's what we got to do. The next NBA 2K game is we invite an actual NBA player to fuck the loser in the ass. That's kind of this live.
That would be upping the stakes.
Everyone, former star Kevin Garnett. All right, now be easy with it. Read him. I ain't touching your booty hole. Magic Johnson.
Hell yeah.
That guy doesn't know how to put a condom on a gun. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome longtime sponsors now at the Legion of Skanks. And of course, that is Sheath Underwear. I'm so tired of having my dick and balls in the same compartment. I mean, just sick of it.
My dick and balls hate each other, and they needed to get their own places.
I'm going to read you a journal entry I wrote several years ago. Dear diary, my dick and balls are in a constant war. I feel like I'm being torn between the two. I don't know whose side to take. They're both right, and they're both wrong. I wish somebody would come along and help me out. Isn't that crazy, Dave?
Yeah, if you keep reading that diary, you learn that both Jay's dick and balls asked him to testify on their side in court.
They did. It was a tough day. I was being pulled from either side. But I just went there and told the truth. It's all you can do. And the truth is, Sheath Underwear separates your dick and your balls with their dual pouch technology.
And they are just the most, it really is the most comfortable underwear I've ever owned. I love it. You don't have to use the dual pouches if you don't like them. You could just wear them like normal underwear, but they're the best.
Super comfortable.
They're just great. Go get a pair, sheathunderwear.com. If you use the promo code SKANKS, you get 20% off your entire order. They
For winter
is coming now.
And they've got incredible base layers, hoodies, and gator necks.
Hell yeah. Again, sheathunderwear.com, promo code SKANKS for 20% off. Let's get back into the show.
Oy.
McKenna,
what a weird McKenna. I mean, he's just like, I said, I just think like the craziness of growing up in celebrity just like hit him. I think it just hit him on the head eventually.
Sure. There's a lot of pressure for like, black dudes in hip-hop who are seen as being corny have like a lot of pressure to like prove how like really hardcore black he is. I think that was part of it too, like he wanted to sit next to what's his name, Griff. What's his fucking name? Professor Griff, and be like, yo, yeah, let's talk like black power, black Israelite shit together or whatever.
But do you remember like he fucking like the special he did on Showtime, his last one, I think it was, when he's wearing the leather jacket and like he's got the gun, the microphone's a gun. And then at the end, he spikes the gun down and fucking puts his fist up in the air. And it's a shot of him from the back. It says freedom with his fist in the air. It's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. There's a weird thing like that today to be a celebrity, quote unquote. There is like this weird
too accessible
social pressure. There's like a weird to have an opinion, to have a right opinion, to be socially conscious, to be aware of what's going on in the world. I don't really give a fuck if my rappers or actors or MMA fighters or baseball players have any of those qualities. I want them to be the best at what they do. We should stop putting fucking just these people should just get offline, get it out of the way of fucking microphones. Not everybody needs to be a podcaster. Not everybody needs to have an opinion. It's a very weird thing because most of the time, my assumption growing up was that 98% of celebrities were fucking brain dead retards, and they were just really good.
Well, the problem is they still are. But now they have a fucking opinion on everything. It's like, what's the point?
Did you see? This is an old thing, but it kind of reminded me of it. Who's that fucking really hot chick who got mad at Bill Maher?
I don't know. I might have missed this.
No, this is the thing that he had her on his podcast, and then he made some joke, and it's really awkward, dude. You guys will probably really like this. This is actually great. It's at this point, it's probably.
Was it the chick on The View?
No. Chick? This is like a smoking hot chick. She was on Bill Maher's podcast. Thor.
Yeah, his podcast.
Bella Thorne.
Okay, I don't think I've seen this. Pull it up, Bobby. I'm interested.
She's got like an OnlyFans. She's like fucking hot, but she's just
she's trashy hot.
Yeah, but no, hot. Still hot.
She was like a Disney girl.
Yeah, she's fucking hot, dude. She's fucking, but she's retarded. I don't remember what the joke was, but he makes some joke and she just like takes a fucking moment and it's just this awkward fucking thing. And I'm going like, why would you even talk to this retarded girl, Bill Maher? Like you're talking to a stupid fucking girl who obviously
she's super into like pronouns and stuff and everything, right?
Yeah, dude. She's totally part of this younger generation of people who like
she's just
they're
not
looking to be triggered, they're looking to be offended. Here, pull it up.
She's not for you, you know?
Yeah. I know I thought I vamped long enough to there it is.
Matter because everybody's switching their sexes constantly. No, I'm not kidding about it. I mean, I'm kidding about that, but people do switch sexes a lot more than they used to. You know, there's a lot of trans, you know, I always see that in the paper about somebody who has switched their sex, which I'm all, if that's what makes you, yes. That's that what blows your dress
bad
up?
Bad bitches all the way. Who? Yes. Bad bitches.
Fat bitches. Why
bad bitches.
Oh, bad bitches.
Bad bitches. Be who you are. Yes.
Oh, my class. God. Why do you have to talk to her?
Why would
you have to talk to her at all?
It's crazy. It's so funny that Bill Maher is still talking in his speed. Yeah. Like, and she's still talking in hers.
So what do you think is going on? Like, the world's in a pretty wacky place for now. Any thoughts?
She's just dancing. I'm sorry. Fat bitches? Why would you say that?
No, it's bad bitches.
It's just like, dude. Who would put these two together? It's the craziest thing in the world.
God. He shouldn't hit her, but I'd get if he did.
Makes me happy.
I mean, I think there's some money to be made in some sort of exchange with everyone.
Pause it for a second, switching. Though. First of all, I will say what is funny though is watching Dressed Down Bill Maher. He wants to be so not. The guy, it's really doing the Nick Cannon thing. Yeah, he's got his rock and roll belt and his skull shirts, and he's just everything's all weed.
Tucked in t-shirt.
Yeah, he's still an old man trying to look cool.
Yeah, it's awful.
We're like, you know, if you need a penis, pause take it. A penis. If you
Jay, you just described your own outfit, but good. Continue.
No, but I'm also penis. Not living my life like a suit guy.
No, either. I know you are. You know that you're what you are.
Yeah.
That's what you are. This is Bill Maher trying to be you today.
Yes. No, Bill Maher. Stop faking
switching.
The fuck.
We're like, you know, if you need a penis, take a penis. If you have a penis, give a penis. You know, like if people are becoming like men to women, they're going to cut off their penis. And then there are women transitioning who are going to need a penis. I feel like if there was some exchange, maybe Bitcoin could be involved.
You know, Bill Maher sounds pretty stupid, though, too, in this conversation. He's just stoned. Bill Maher's
stoned. He's a stoned idiot.
Well, he's making – here's the thing. He's
trying to be funny.
He's trying to be funny, and he's also realizing that she's –
out. She's checked out.
So he's trying – now he's stuffing his foot in his mouth because he's also trying to be – he doesn't want to like – he's not – at this point, we would be like, all right, we'd make fun of this girl at this point. It's fucking, she's retarded, obviously. She's not our thing. But he's still trying to like play nice and trying to get her like in on the joke. But she's just becoming more and more increasingly offended that he's even joking about transgendered people. She's not even listening to the joke. She just heard transgendered people and cutting off dick. And now she's decided that she's offended here. Yeah. And it's uncomfortable as hell. It's delightful.
Oh. You know, no.
I just don't like joking about.
Oh, Bella.
I know like to, but I. See, this is where the anxiety.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What a shame. That is where you're
anxiety.
You don't have to be sorry, but I'm not sorry either. And that is where your anxiety comes from. There is nothing wrong with joking, nothing wrong about that. It's not everybody is that sensitive. Not everybody needs to be that sensitive. Even the people who are doing that, I don't think would need to be offended by that. Everybody is so easily offended. You kids, you wake up offended. You should get off Twitter, get off social media, and maybe you wouldn't like have this anxiety. This like because I don't know if you're really offended or you're just worried that you're going to.
Oh shit! Did I cut out there?
No, I hear you. I see you.
Dave, you good?
Yeah, I cut out for a second there, but
he's not wrong at all.
I lost it on that. You kids, you wake up offended. What did he say after that?
He said there's no reason to be. You play it again.
Get off social media, and
that's where the anxiety
maybe you
comes
wouldn't
from, you
like have this anxiety. This like because I don't know if you're really offended or you're just worried that you're going to look offended.
No, I'm 100% offended. Like when I think about, you know, someone's trauma and someone the videos that I have seen that are so like so fucking bad. And what people
so
have to
though.
Worry about walking on the street just being themselves.
If she was here right now, I would literally be like, no, she's right, guys, come on.
I know. That is the beauty of you.
You would do that.
Lewis goes before
2 minutes ago.
Of you.
2 minutes ago, Lewis goes, see, this is when guys like us, we would just start trashing this chick. But this is much more.
And then I would do a heel turn on you guys and then be like, why would you guys say that? I mean, people do have trauma, dudes.
Do you have any idea what it's like for them to walk down the street? I have also seen videos, Bella.
The videos I've seen. Oh, the videos.
That's fucking anxiety. That's why I don't like to like joke about it because, you know, someone hears it and on a public platform is so bad because you're like kind of low key spreading like this, like, oh, ha 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 ha. And it's like, it's not funny when you're like face is being beaten in the floor.
The problem is what Lewis, this is the thing. Lewis really hit the nail on the head. It's that, like, look, nothing against this chick. But she's stupid.
She's very
and that's
stupid.
Fine.
Very publicly stupid, by the way.
Not everyone has to be. Thing. Not everyone has to be smart. You know what I mean? But like, why are you even? You're just like talking, and words are falling out of your face. You don't know what you're talking about. Like, this just isn't for you.
Why did
just
Bill not, Maher like, think he should
thoughts
have her on?
Aren't
why?
Your thing? Go yeah, this... go, just party or whatever. I don't know.
No, and by the
like,
way,
do you remember? Like, she should be like a Kesha type. Remember that bitch Kesha?
Yes.
Who like her whole thing? She was like, "I'm brushing my teeth with whiskey and puking in a bucket. Piss. I'm a fucking whore.
Look at me. I'm pissing in front of everyone. I'm pissing."
That's what Bella Thorne should be.
She
we shouldn't be listening to her thoughts.
No, buddy, she ridiculous. Is that. I'm telling you, like, she's that chick. That's what she's like notorious for, is being like this, like a pig and a mess of a chick. However, Bill Maher, like his that statement is so like, but there was no going back, man. It's anxiety inducing to me that it will never change. But it's like exactly social media, man. There was no looking back.
Yeah,
and that's all of this. That is the root of all this. This whole woman's behavior is rooted in social media.
Yeah, and she is, you know, she just they. I don't believe, and he made that point. I don't believe that people are offended. I don't really know people that. Genuinely get mad over jokes or
they
just
think they
words.
No, I think they've conditioned themselves to think they are. I don't think they. I think they just go, I hear this, I do this.
Yeah, like this chick is tearing up. I mean, she's convinced herself.
Yeah.
To have this reaction, but like to Lewis's point, like what's really going on there is more like she's thinking about like what a good person she is and
yes.
getting kind of emotional about like what role she plays in this
I'm going to stand up right
yeah.
now for people.
Yeah. It's a very bizarre thing. Like everyone gets
grandiose.
Into the, yeah.
I do yes. love that Aaron Berg line. He was like, look, if trannies want to stop being attacked, stop tricking black athletes into fucking you. It's a great line. yeah, dude, I fucking, yeah, it's, you know, she's retarded and it's just kind of fun to watch like two. That's actually almost an interesting idea for a podcast, is you take two people that are so far, like just opposite and different, and sit them down for a conversation and see where it goes. Cause it, like, the awkwardness of it is almost enjoyable. Or usually awkwardness like this is it's this in a weird way. I kind of like, I look at it like, wow, I can't stop looking at this.
This is great.
Oh yeah. And well, the generational gap is really interesting in it too. It's just like, it's the way, because you have Bill Maher is essentially like what, like kind of like a 70s liberal type, and then this is like a modern left-wing type, and just how different they are. You know yeah. what I mean? How much how much like Bill Maher is like, oh, we're gonna smoke pot and like talk ideas, and she's like, you know, doing like her dancing bad bitch thing.
Yeah,
and
it's just, bad. It's
just, and she's, by the way, she, the reason she's doing that, she's, you do realize she was saying it's like transgendered. All transgendered yeah. people are just bad bitches, and they should be celebrated. Yeah. What yeah. is that fucking thing like? So you're just, what if you're a bad person who's a transgendered? What, yeah, what like if possible. You're a fucking child molester?
Don't
what if you're a
it.
Fucking murderer?
Doesn't
Why
exist.
Am I celebrating you just because you decided to chop your dick off?
Bravery.
I don't think it's fucking even cool to begin with.
Freedom,
but fine,
America.
Let's say I'm okay with it, right? Like, okay, we've accepted, like, fine, it happens.
Thank
Who
you.
Gives a shit? I'm not, it's not a brave thing. It is like a fucking, okay, you're a wacky broad. Good for you. I'll suck it. Put it in a jar. Let me bring it home. I'm a freak too. What do you, you know, but this whole celebration of like,
it's been
so, this, it's sort of with like celebrating women for being women, celebrating gay people for being gay, celebrating brown
it's
people
it's not,
for being
it's
brown.
The whole thing. It's not inclusion. It's not inclusion. It's separating everything is yeah. what it is. It's not inclusion. Inclusion would just be like everyone just does their thing. This is not. This is like also step aside. Everything's got to be different now for this versus like, again, it's an immediate overcorrection. It eventually will. You know, in that way regard, hopefully it will be normalized enough in things where it's like everyone shut the fuck up about it and not have it be such a championed like cause every 5 seconds. This lady's thing, she's like, he made a joke, and like she's like already like, now
how I many kids though people. Are out there, and instead of just being goth, they go, I want to be the neck, I want to be a weird thing, I'm yeah. transgendered now, and then they
oh,
they're
it's in there it's in there
they're
it's
getting there. They're it, getting attention, but hold on, they're yeah. getting attention for it being goth. You were a, I was a goth kid. I was a fat fucking loser. It wasn't celebrated. It was fucking like, look at this fucking kid. What a fucking loser. I believe like transgendered and the, this whole.
Well, that's the thing. That's it's a really interesting point, because that's what's kind of different. Obviously, I think for anyone being honest about it, it's become a fad. That's not saying there aren't real authentic transgender people, but a whole chunk of the kids who are claiming to be trans now are just like following a fad. But like, to Lewis's point, like the difference is that there've been all these crazy fads throughout the years, being a beatnik or being a hippie or being goth or being a punk kid or being a wigger or being like all these different things that were just weird. But there was never like everyone in society encouraging you to do it and telling you,
social
we all must pretend you're a hero for doing it. We all have to celebrate you. So now, instead of it just being a thing that you're going to, it'll be a fad for like a couple of years, and then hopefully you'll kind of grow out of it and become whatever you're going
to
become.
Well, maybe not. Maybe you're legitimately feel like you're in a different body. And then I go, cool, move on to whatever next fucking iteration of that is.
There's people like that.
I could give up. Dude, I literally.
That's the point, Lewis. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was going to say too. The problem is like, why are you not allowed to, which I would describe myself as, be indifferent to the whole thing. Like, yeah, man, do whatever. Who gives a fuck? I really do not give a shit.
I actually think, that most, not all, but most of the what's deemed the opposition is that way. Almost everyone like I talk to who's not on the like pro LGBT, you know, side is that. Like, they don't fucking give a shit if adults, whatever adults want to do. They get a little bit weird about pushing it on kids usually.
Sure,
that's like kind of the line where it's like, I don't like.
Well, that's almost like the point though. It's like, I would hate to.
Indifference to
I would sound like that, Dad. If my kid came to me, if James came to me in a couple of years and was like, you know, Dad, I don't believe that I'm a boy. I believe I'm a girl. I would roll my eyes. I would literally, this is my, there's nothing that's gonna make me not love my son, but I would roll my eyes and I would go, he's gonna grow out of this.
Nothing would make Lewis not love his son, but a lot of things will make him not love his daughter.
But like, I would think he's going to simply grow out of this. It's gonna be
no,
a
I would
fad.
Straight up tell him, no, you're not. You're a boy. Like, so that's just the truth.
I don't
like, let's talk
that.
About
I,
it.
I wouldn't even do that much. You're not.
Well, I think
you're not even getting there.
Enemy with some from some other a third party going like, he's telling you that no, you're not. Like
he got there. He's not. You're not gonna. You know what, Dad? I didn't think of it that way. You're right. I'm not. Like you're not gonna convince him with those words, right?
I would.
So they would suddenly be not a peaceful parent.
Hell no.
But well,
I'll be peaceful. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I would piece him up.
Two piece. Biscuit.
Yeah, I'd hit him twice. Hit him once. He hit the floor. No, I would roll my eyes and go, all right, he's in a fed. But under no circumstances would I allow my kid to fucking take medicines or to alter his body medically.
Hormones and shit.
It is a crazy, crazy fucking thing. And I think I'm pretty fucking open-minded with my kid. And when it comes down to shit like that, like there was a time where I thought James could be fucking gay because he's just a sweet kid. He's not like a tough, mean kid at all. And you
think good kisser.
He's got like great abs. No, but he like, no, you get in your head. You're like, oh shit, could my kid be gay? Like, you know, he's very like, he's a sweet kid. He's not like mean. And he's also like, he wasn't like, you know, he was,
he's a gentle kid.
He had a boyfriend.
he was seeing somebody for a while.
No, it's not even like I didn't think he was gay. What I like in my head, you start to go through those things. Like, could my boy be gay? How would I feel about it? And it was not even like a thought in a fucking world. Like, would it matter? But I couldn't imagine fucking just saying to my son, oh cool, yeah, you think you're a girl, like let's go to the doctor. Yeah. Now
that's, yeah,
it's just, it's an irresponsibility
you gotta figure out in therapy and when you're significantly older.
I think the only parents that are doing it are ones that are fucking planting that seed in their little kids' fucking minds. And you see that very often where it'll be a fucking blue haired mom who's like a lesbian and they fucking, and then they have this kid and they're like, oh my God, my kid happens to be transgendered and they knew it too. It's like, what the fuck? Like, you don't, I mean, those children should be taken away from those parents. I think that's so fucking abusive. Oh. It would be like me hypersexualizing my baby and being like, oh no, he's really into fucking girls and he's really into, you know, to wearing fucking nut hugging fucking diapers. And like, it's just a weird, bizarre thing.
Hey, Dave, do you remember on set of Z-Rock? Some of those parents that would remember the one that was talking about that? Like, mm-hmm. She goes, oh, all the girls love him. He's nonstop with the girls. And it was like, this kid was six or seven.
Yeah. It was like crazy. She had a cool haircut on.
Like, it's not like you're on
some huge show on fucking NBC or something, you know, but it's a television show. But so this is like a like wannabe stage mom. Like the kid was like in the show and she's like bragging about all the kind of like relatively small parts that he's like done on these other things. And she just like couldn't stop talking about how her son's an actor. All the girls love him, like blah, blah, blah. It was very weird. You had to just like upfront see like what these like moms. Yeah, with the clothes,
you're like decorating your kid.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. But that is there. It's hard. There's like gray areas with all this shit. And like, I don't know. Sure. I think like, just not loving your kid or like hitting your kid or like all these things that are real fucked up things to do, but giving your kid irreversible hormone treatment or like gender reassignment surgery or something like that, it's not even just child abuse. It's like one of like the worst forms of child abuse you could think of. Yeah. Like you've ruined them forever. That's horrible. And so like anyway, the point you were making, like that's all the fucking argument really is that I see on the other side of it. I mean, there's some crazy like people who like really fucking hate trans people or whatever, but for the most part, they all have the attitude all three of us have. We don't really fucking give a fuck. Go to town. You're an adult. Do what you want to do with your life, but just don't like insist we all have to be.
Yeah,
I don't know. I look at it
as being literally less weird than the guys who make their tongues into snake tongues.
Yeah.
Snake tongue guy is more weird than a transgender person. I go, you know what, dude? Fucking that, those guys freak me the fuck out as much as anybody.
Permanent,
like guys like tattoo their eyeballs black. You're like, yeah, I can't. That's crazy. And you want everyone to see you're fucking crazy. At least, you know what it is? In a weird way, I empathize more with a transgendered person because I'm like, you're kind of like sad, crazy. You're not happy in your body. This person just wants everyone to know they're a fucking wackadoodle. It's like, you're a dragon now. Cool, dude.
Yeah. Hey, dragon guy. I'm sure you're kind of nice, but weird.
It's fucking nuts, dude.
No, definitely. And it is, as I said, the permanent kind of damaged. But you're right. It's like, I really don't have like a, I not give a shit. But also, that's what I'm saying. Why are you not allowed to also go, yeah, I can't voice it. It's like, yeah, I think it's like different reasons. And sometimes it said it is. And I think that I think it's also like a weird thing. But why can't I think it's a weird thing? Also, are a weird
why can't I believe it's not real? Like, I don't have anything against those people. And I think they have the right to do whatever they want with their life.
Exactly.
But I don't believe it. You can't like force me to fucking believe it the same way as like some Christian or some fucking atheist can't force anyone else to believe what there is.
You make a great
point. You make a great point though. It's like, why can't I call it weird? Like I like to like have sex on the beach, like publicly, right? Maybe hopefully somebody will maybe like not actually catch us.
You're actually talking
actual
about
sex
the
on the beach, dude. Dude, I love to get down like a Mai Tai. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. Not the drink Mai Tai, but you know, like the dance. But I like public sex, right? I know I'm a little bit of a freak. You can say, hey, dude, you're a little bit of a freak. You like to fucking public. You maybe get caught, you know, like that is a level of whatever it is. Like, I'm not offended. I'm not saying that, like, it doesn't make me a bad person.
You said comedians are kind of like weird, fucked up people. And some other comic was getting offended by that. I'd be like, wait, really? You're offended by that? Of course we are. Yeah. We're like strange people. I don't know. Like, we're weird.
But I'm fine that somebody would think that my life or my choices are strange.
They are. Like, I'm saying all
just
of
in
us.
General. Yeah, I'm saying, but I don't have a problem with someone going like, damn, dude, that's a weird move to make in life. And you're like, sure. I can see how that would be seen that way.
All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show. You already know, if you want to get high, you got to go to yodelta.com to get Delta 8 THC.
Delta 8.
I should have known he'd be here. How are you, Delta Vampire?
Oh, I'm doing good. If you know this, Lewis is not talking because I put him in what they call the gaze.
Lewis.
Yes.
Lewis.
Nothing.
Oh, my God. This thing is powerful.
He'll do whatever I say.
Maybe we should try giving him some gummies and vapes that'll get him high of Delta 8, but I'm all out. I suppose I could go get some more at yodelta.com.
Or you can just take these Lucy's in my pocket. I work for the company, bro. It's all above board.
Oh, I love that Yo Delta Vampire always has some samples on them. For the rest of you guys who aren't lucky enough to meet the Yo Delta Vampire, go
first
to YoDelta.com.
The next one's going to cost you, but it will be 25% off.
If you use the promo code GAS, that is. You have to use the promo code GAS to get that 25% off. Everyone swears by this stuff. It's not just the Delta Vampire.
Oh no, former junkies, people becoming junkies, children.
YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it.
Yes, Lewis, sing for me. But yes, I'm saying the instant offensive thing. Play the rest of that video. I want to see the rest of that. I bet she gives a whole bunch more.
Connect. It can connect like, any like bad that, thing like, with any other bad thing.
Of course, there are a lot of bad things.
You know what?
This is one
Mel Brooks did a movie called
really
The Producers, and he had a song in it called Springtime for Hitler. About. If I really so tried,
to,
I
by
could
By the way, way to relate to the kids with a nice Mel Brooks
Mel
reference.
Brooks. Shecky Green once said.
Lucille Ball had a famous bit.
Are you familiar with... fuck. Forget his name all of a sudden. Take my
we
wife.
We connect
please.
Hitler with something sad. But we don't, because that's not how we live. That's not how we can live. Because everything can be connected. Everything can be connected to something sad. Oh. And then you'll be sad all your life. And that's why you are sad. And you don't have to be sad. Not everything has to be said. Not everything is sad. Everything could be said. We choose
She's wearing
whether
two watches.
To make.
She's like, do you want me to just suck your cock?
Yeah.
Can I just literally blow you energy over she with? Has.
Yeah.
She's saying in the middle of it, she's like, I don't want to be in this conversation.
Yeah, she goes, Bill, just so you know, this one on my left hand's for time, and this one other one on my right hand says it's always blowjob o'clock. I took
Get
the battery out of blowjob o'clock.
Bill, if you stop making me think, I'll suck your cock.
Right yeah. Now.
Please stop.
If you stop making sense, I swear to God, you can eat my pussy.
Oh.
You don't think there's something to that, Jerry?
I think when it comes to your own drama, like, you know, like I make dead dad jokes. Make some people who know me very well super uncomfortable sometimes.
Well, what could be more sensitive than that?
It's, but like, for your own trauma, like you know, it's, I don't know. I just,
but that's your,
what if
own
seeing
trauma?
Transgendered okay. people is traumatic for me.
Good explanation, by the way. Yeah. Trauma.
You stop losing to this retard, Bill Maher. She got you on the ropes with that.
No,
with joking, you just said.
Do I think it's really funny if someone's joking about raping a girl?
Give me a dead dad joke.
I don't think that one's really funny. That one's not so funny, and that's another trauma of mine. You know, it's like, it depends on.
Only one of us is a comedian, so I'm going to have to pull rank on that. But give me a dead dad joke.
Oh, no.
Come on.
No.
You said you were having dead dad jokes.
No, I just, like, you know, it's not like I have a literal dead dad joke.
Just so you know. My ring is also a watch.
Two of these rings are watches. I am fucking lousy with time.
I've got four more watches on my body. I bet you can't find them.
Also, my fingernails go with nothing.
He goes, can I tell you something? I'm not a girl. I'm a watch. Clit ring, watch.
I identify as a watch with a clit ring.
My eyeshadow, watches.
Dude, she is the dumbest fucking
she's so retarded.
By the way, he is holding his composure pretty good,
but this is like a
point, because, by the way, you're right, he's not losing to her at all, but he can be decimating her with fat. But the thing is, like, he's holding it together because the thing is, he doesn't want to be super divisive here.
Well, he's also not, it's stupid of him to even be having this conversation with her. It's stupid of him to have booked her on the show. But as soon as, like, I would have got the temperature of this right away and then just been like, oh, okay, forget it, and like, I don't know, to do whatever else it is you're gonna do, just don't even have this conversation. What's the point? She's not like,
it's like you're talking to someone's like brain dead.
Yeah, there's no mind there. So what's,
you know, what this reminds me of is, I said, these people when they get in these situations now too, like celebrities, it's a player after a basketball game, Dave. Have you ever seen a player after a basketball game in press conference or right on the floor when they talk to him, or a coach for that matter, ever say anything different? Like, yeah, it is 100% the same. It's like five statements they make. They're like, it's a team effort. We got to hustle up the floor better.
110%.
Yeah, it's just like, that's what she's doing. She's like, she heard the words and she goes, I don't think that's a cool, she's like, if someone's been raped, you shouldn't make a rape joke at them. And it's like, well, okay. Like, she's like, that's another,
and if you do, it better be a fucking great rape joke.
And again, laying out her own shit, she just wanted to let you know, she just goes, that's another trauma of mine, that she was raped. And you're just like,
oh. I wear one watch for every time I was raped.
She brought this up, yeah, and it's set to the time I was raped. I try to be indoors these times.
If you see that three of my watches,
4:46, 3:12,
you see these three watches are the same watch. The same guy came back and raped me three times. I put the same watch on every time.
Always at 4:03. Why do I leave my door open at 4:03?
Hold on. My watch is ringing. Hello?
Oh, no. I got to go. I got to rape in about 35 minutes back at my stupid place.
That joke, it's more like, you know, conversations are being had and, you know, there's an opportunity to, you know, make a dead dad joke, like, yeah. You know,
she reminds me of Dylan. Yeah, I'm Bella.
Yeah, and then like, and then she's gonna,
yeah, she's hot.
There she
is. Like, this is more what she should be doing.
Yeah, yeah. This
not
is her
talking
figuring it
so
out.
Much.
Hell
trans,
yeah, good
trans,
job, Bella.
Trans. I ran this tough mutter for trans.
I ran an entire 6 miles through a pile of trans people's shit to support them.
Yeah, she was just in a new horror movie I watched where she's a sex addict and she goes out and starts fingering a chick in a car. It's a pretty hot scene.
Hell yeah, she's hot, dude.
She's like sleazy hot.
Yeah, she's hot, dude. What, there's no other word. She's just hot. Sleazy hot. She's hot.
Sure. Yeah, I'm
sleazy
more with Jay.
I mean, she's just hot.
In a sleaze bad way. sleazebag.
I mean, go to some of her like modeling photos. She's very attractive.
Yeah.
She's retarded. But she's physically very attractive.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like in a specific sleazy way, kind of trashy hot. Like that's not what she is. She's
much like her.
She's like Jessica Rabbit.
I think this girl's armpits stink.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying about that. All right, I do. I will give you that. But I would say, like, just objectively speaking, like, she got a very symmetrical face. She's like, it's not like she's just trashy hot. When you say trashy hot, you're thinking of more like a.
Well, that's not helping your cause.
Well, she's a fucking trash bag.
Yeah, thank you. Who cares? She's hot. She's great.
I'm not saying she's not a trash bag. I'm just saying she's also like. Like, pull up, like, her modeling photos, not just, like, her Instagram. I mean, where
that's
she's
the best of the best.
Being a true trash bag on her Instagram. Every photo, please.
Trash bag. Trash bag. Modeling in a public bathroom, dude. Garbage bitch.
Yeah, she's fucking hot. Good for her. I like it. I do like a crazy bitch, dude. I'm into it. I can tell she's a problem. She's a problem.
Lewis is already convincing himself that she was making good points.
Well, go back. I want to hear... I got to see the rap on this. I'm loving it.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's not mine.
It's the way to own it. It's the way to own it.
Yeah. When you decide to own your, pain is however you decide to own your pain.
But it's like, you're not going to control me with this pain. I'm going to own it. It's like the way African-Americans took back the
N-word. Calm down.
Slow down, Bill. Took back the N-word. Wow, dude. Bill, stop, dude.
It's just all of talking.
Her more things to
he's not
to
even winning
girl.
The argument.
Well, it's also just he is winning the argument.
He's very much winning.
He definitely wins the argument because there's no argument on the other side. But
no, there's no argument on the other side, but he's not really making even a great point.
Look, the issue too is that, like, it's almost like when people don't really, and I think part of this is his age, when people don't understand the young social justice mindset, which I'll grant, I only kind of understand. I just understand a little bit better than him because I'm a little younger than Bill Maher. But, like, it's almost like even the way he's trying to go about this, like, where he's going, like, look, we all watched Mel Brooks movies.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, look, when African Americans took back the N-word. It's just like, this is not what's going to get through to them.
You're going to go on the taking back the N-word thing with them now? Like, I'll be stoked on that.
Yeah, like, I just don't.
Let me tell you why he's losing the argument, because it's actually a good point, right? It's almost like in debate. He's not winning the debate because he's not.
No, he is. He's the only one making points.
But he's not making points that are going to even register with her. So he's speaking a different language. So is that really winning
the observer?
His language makes more sense. His language at least has some rational thought behind it. And she's just basically making sophisticated.
Lewis, to what you're saying, though, I get what you're saying. Like, it doesn't mean he's winning because what he should be doing at this point is screaming in her face that she's a retard. So it's like he's holding back. He's trying, and he's just lost. Exactly. He's like, do you remember Alan Alda, Miss, from MASH? Alan Alda once was said a thing that was, you're like, what?
She walked away from this being like, this fucking guy is
a racist geezer. This transphobic geezer was over there. He still tried to fuck me as I was
definitely
leaving.
Tried to fuck
oh yeah
her.
He's like I was just putting that on for the screen, you know what I mean? I agree with you. You want to suck my dick and get out of here? I'll throw you a watch. I got an extra watch upstairs I could throw you.
Now
if you want to get
speaking that. My language, I like watches.
Watch for sex.
Fine, I'll do it because I need another watch.
God damn it, that's funny. Go to the end of it.
Horrible slur, and then they said, but we're gonna own it, you know. And anyway,
and he just bails out of it. He
so, you know what? I feel like I lost here with the N-word thing.
You know, the joke bombs.
Okay, you know what?
You know, the joke bombs on stage.
That's my thing with the N-word. Anybody else? My mom called me the other day, that was nuts. I'm like, what did dad do now? He said the word faggot. Oh.
It's good that we can agree to disagree. We don't have to agree on everything. That's what an honest conversation is, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I bet you, like, in 10 years.
This is painful, man. This is painful.
Dude, he just keeps talking, dude.
I love it.
I'm dead, and you're here hosting the show. And you're talking to somebody.
Bill, you stink.
But I'm just saying, we're all in the process of evolution. Me too.
Just wow.
The problem is, it is kind of, Jay, I really think you're right. Is that, I mean, not exactly what you said, like the problem is that he's not screaming in her face, she's a retard.
That's the promise. That's how he's like.
No, but it is like almost, if you're going to have this, if you're going to make this argument and get into this, you almost have to have a little bit of a like, no, what you're saying is insane. And what I'm saying is right.
No, that's why he's trying not to be divisive. That's why I said earlier.
He doesn't want to be divisive, but you're like, it's like if you were trying to argue, whatever, there's a lazy example.
Let me say, you're saying the thing, but like if you were trying to, if you go, it's like if someone goes like, yeah, you're mad at this thing, like that's crazy. It's crazy that you're mad at that. Like, I'd say you have a mental deficiency to be mad at what you're saying you're mad at. You
know, yeah. If you're not willing to, like, kind of go there, then it's just not. You're talking to someone who's, like, in a cult and trying to tell them, you're in a cult. This is insane. None of this is real. And these guys are just taking your money. You need to get out of this cult. And you're going like, but don't you think like maybe, I don't know, like
maybe some of us.
Right? I mean, I just don't think that everything this guy is saying, I don't really think this guy's a wizard. I don't know. Maybe he is. We all evolve, you know, like he could be a wizard. It's just you either have to do it or not do it.
You watching The Vow season 2? Because I am.
No,
that,
I'm not.
That's that Keith Raniere guy. But yeah, it's the guy who stood a cult. It looks like it's almost easy to do.
We sort of have a cult. Have you been to Skankfest yet?
Yeah.
No. No, but here's the thing: it isn't a cult because there's only one common thread at all. They all want to laugh at this brand of comedy. There's 1,000 different belief systems going through that place.
Yeah, I think we can convince at least 12 people to drink poison Kool-Aid.
Oh, we could start a cult. I'm just saying, I don't think we are a cult.
We could transition into cult if we want to.
By the way, cult leaders are far more successful than we are.
Oh yeah.
Let's do some plugs real quick.
I'm be plugging Bella Thorne. What?
I wish, drama. Dude. Oh my god, dude. I swear to god, I would start bringing her around next week.
Me and Bella Thorne are touring for a trauma con coming out of this week.
Hey, this is my new girlfriend. She's crazy smart. You want to talk to her about gender? That's a good thought.
She's got some pretty great ideas. Like
hey, Bella, Bella was telling me on the beach in Belize that gender is just a thought.
Yeah, it's a construct.
Construct. That's it. Couldn't even think of the words.
Social construct. I'll do my plugs, yo, if you're listening.
Put some more coffee on.
Everybody, I'm in motherfucking Kansas City. Friday. This comes out Friday, so yeah, tonight and tomorrow. Weekend after that, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be in Miami Improv. My first time headlining that club. So yeah, come out and fucking support. Check me out in Miami. It'll be shorts weather again, finally. And then I'm all over the road every weekend going till March of next year. Special hopefully will be coming out in the very beginning of the year is what my hope is. I have to look at the tapes now, which sucks.
That's the least fun part.
Oh yeah. And see the parts that I like. So hopefully we have a good special in there. But I'm on the road nonstop, everybody. Thanksgiving in Philadelphia, Thanksgiving weekend. That's Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. That's going to be a fucking blast. All the Philly guys who are home for the holidays going to come out and hang, go on. I have a bunch of guest sets, I'm sure. And then New Year's Eve weekend, after you guys go see Dave and Lewis at the Comedy Store, come on down. Come on down to San Diego and hang out with me, Jason Ellis, and Kim Congdon. The SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network and the Bonfire 5 days a week on Faction Talk Series XM 103 with me and Dan Soder. I'm going to go grab some iced tea.
Hell yeah. I'll be in Poughkeepsie, New York, November 25th and 26th. Ride with the Fire Bernstein coming with me. BK Chris coming with me as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tickets are up on, you can get the ticket link on my site, comicdavesmith.com. But also, I got me and Lewis, of course, New Year's, returning to the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. Zach Amico's coming out on that with us. Who else is coming on that, Lewis?
Colin Turrell will be there, and a bunch of others. We're going to put a bunch of great LA comics that are going to be in town as well. Me and Dave Smith. I don't know exactly what it'll be, but we'll probably co-headline and bring a bunch of do a big showcase.
It'll be a great show. It'll be a fucking fun time, and celebrate the new year with us. Definitely.
Yeah, ring in the fucking new year, doggies. Let's fucking go. Maybe we'll do like an after party or something somewhere, dude. Maybe sure. Remember how Corinne did that? She rented an Airbnb.
That's what I remember.
We should fucking do our own fucking party. Let's talk about that later. Anyway, yeah, I got a lot of live stuff coming up as well. This Sunday night, if you guys are watching live, I'll be in Philadelphia, me and Aaron Berg, the Offend Everyone Tour. And then we'll be in Miami, November 18th and 19th, Miami. Oh, shit. Then I'm in Saratoga Springs, the 10th and the 11th. 10th and the 11th, Saratoga Springs, 18th and 19th, Miami. All these will be up on my website by the time this episode goes out. So go to lewisofskanks.com to grab those tickets. Look out for me on the Whitney Cummings roast as well, which is a lot of fun. I'm very excited about that. Just started writing for that. And yeah, check out the other pods, Real Ass Podcast, Yo MMA Rap with Dave Smith. And subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS, get a 7-day free trial. A lot of stuff happening in the world of Gas Digital, Legion of Skanks, Skankfest.
Part of the problem, new studio, starting construction.
We're starting. I want to start construction on a new fucking studio for Skanks in the city. And we got to get Dave.
Or no. In Jersey. I'm just saying, they're calling it the new New York City. That's what they're calling it.
Dude, I'm just saying.
We just got to get Jay to move.
I talked to Jay about this. I want to fucking do our... By the way, if Jay lived in Jersey, I swear to God, I would fucking just do it in Jersey. It's hard to get guests.
Jay, move to Jersey.
I'll move to Jersey.
Yeah, William? There you go. That's how easy Jay is to convince of stuff. We just convinced him to relocate to a different state.
The problem is that we cannot get guests. Well, the fans will get you. The fans would come.
Joey Diaz lives in New Jersey. Me, you, Jason,
Florentine Voss,
Bonnie. I'm pretty sure too.
Bobby lives in Westchester, but it's easier for him to get to Jersey. Yeah.
What are you talking about? That's our new crew right there. That's what you call a nucleus.
We're gonna fuck the dinosaurs of comedy,
and then you know Adam 22.
Yep.
No, the idea is to open a studio.
Gary Veeder.
Listen, to open a studio somewhere in the city where we can do our show twice a week live with an audience, but like a hybrid, like half studio, half like audience. So we would leave the stand in that case, and we would fucking, you know, I think it would be the next iteration of the show. It would be almost like a throwback to what we used to do at the Creek in the Cave in the back room, but that sort of setup where everybody around us, like we're in the fucking center. But it's our dedicated fucking space. We could smoke, we could drink, and be like a fucking Legion of Skanks clubhouse.
All right, guys, let's talk about our amazing sponsors over here. Zippix Toothpicks. Good call, Lewis. Zippix Toothpicks are an amazing sponsor. They're toothpicks that are just laced with nicotine. There is no better word for it. I like to make things sound cool. Really, they're just, I guess they're laced. What else is a better word for it?
I don't know. Containing?
They contain nicotine. There you go. But it's sublingual absorption. And we all know, sorry, I hate to talk science with you guys, but that gets you the nicotine buzz much, much quicker. You could do it anywhere where you can't smoke or vape. They come in 6 amazing flavors. And they said it just looks like a toothpick, but it does satiate the craving if you're a smoker. It'll definitely get you through times where you cannot vape or smoke, especially if you're just trying to quit all around. There's no hiding cigarette butts, no smell, no smoke, and they cost a ton less than cigarettes. Tell them where to go, Dave.
Well, go on over to zippixtoothpicks.com and don't forget, use the promo code LOS10. That'll get you 10% off your entire order today. zippixtoothpicks.com, promo code LOS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we?
Hey, have you watched Adam 22 and his chick bang chicks?
Of course. Can we stay on my idea for a second, though?
Oh, yeah.
That was a hard ADD turn.
He didn't even blink. He just
Are we going to sign? Are we signing papers today on this new plea?
I'm trying to convince Dave to do this because then we would.
I'm sold, dude. I'm fucking right in the middle of downtown New Jersey.
New Jersey. Dave has no idea about where he lives.
No, I'm familiar with it.
What do you think's the bad in that guy's life? His whole job is just fucking podcasting and fucking chicks with his girlfriend or his fiance.
There, I'll tell you, there's
a bad. I just don't know what it is.
That's not as happy of a life.
I mean, I wouldn't want that life.
No, but in his world of the person, you know, what he puts out in the world, it seems like a life that he's like a party guy. I was like, yeah, this fucking rules.
I don't know. Do you really at this point in your life? I'm not saying I get like the fun of partying and shit like that. But do you look at a guy who's like just living the party lifestyle and go, party. Oh, there's no bad in that life?
Not like, party lifestyle. I'm also just, you know, in half jest saying like the hilarious thing is like his job is they interview like the hottest porn stars. And then it's like, all right, now me and my boyfriend are going to fuck you. He just like, fucks these like hot chicks. Like, yeah. I'm just saying almost that. That's like a crazy, that is one satisfied part of the life.
Sure, I guess.
But it's a part. No, of course. Listen, the guy may have been, I don't know. Bella Thorne would tell me this guy may have been raped. He may be trans.
Bella Thorne will school you about trauma.
He may be trans for all I know. That's how the world works. You never know.
I mean, look, like, first of all, I'm subscribed to Adam.
We changed total subjects, dude. We're back on the pyramids.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
I'm subscribed to their OnlyFans for the show, Plug Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's pretty good. It's exactly that. Like they do the interview,
yeah,
and then they go, cool, let's fuck now. One camera shot, they never like cut the shot. How much is it like work though? You know what I'm saying? When you're because I don't know.
I said when you were gone, I was like, I'm half kidding about the thing. I'm just saying that is a pretty fun, like his job though is like his chick's already hot, and it's like, hey, we're going to review this other super hot chick. And then if you don't mind, we have to fuck her. All right. Yeah, babe, I guess.
I mean, look, I go back and forth. Like, look, it's great to have a threesome.
I wouldn't
and
do
have
that
a,
for a living myself. I wouldn't trade.
Well, no, because you have a small dick and you're embarrassed to be naked on camera. But if you had a huge dick and a great body,
I wouldn't be making porn in the world we're in.
In the world we're in?
I'm saying the world that we, the three of us particularly. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't like fucking. Yeah, it's like, hey, this is going to really, you're going to lose like a, you know, network or something because I'm fucking on camera.
I don't think you'd lose any, you, the shit you do on camera now is way more detrimental.
More toxic than porn.
Network. Yeah, than anything. Hmm. That's like, they don't even publicly like hate on that anymore. There's a weird thing with like.
I guess I better get the fucking on camera.
But there's like a weird.
No, you're right.
It's almost like sex work is like celebrated in this very like strange way where we kind of turn a blind eye to the fact that it's like a bunch of really fucked up people. Like it's not like, and by the way, I'm not saying like I'm a fucked up person. One thing, it'll go back to that conversation about transgendered people, right? I'm a fucked up person, but don't tell me I can't say that a hooker probably doesn't have some fucking issues growing up.
If you remember, I said I really loved when Lisa Ann was on the show back in the day. I thought it was just like it was so refreshing when she just said she was just so matter of fact about it. But she was like, look, anyone who's doing porn, their parents messed up. Like they didn't do a good job. They didn't have a good childhood.
She basically said like there's something
wrong with you. But then she wasn't like even shitting on them. She was like, hey, look, I mean, at this point, we're messed up people who got to figure out our way in the life and blah, 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 whatever. You know, she wasn't like but she's like, look, if we're just being honest about this, yeah, it's like a dark kind of seedy thing. And like, I just thought that was like nice that she could admit that. I don't see any.
When you say like, what is wrong with Adam 22's life? Like, you're like, knowing that, I go, no, there's probably some darkness there. And it's not judging. I would never want him to hear this and be like, I'm not talking shit. There's just an assumption there. If you're willing to sort of go there, just like if you're willing to go to really dark jokes and like sort of put yourself out that way, something probably happened that made you a little bit off. You know,
of course,
I don't know. Maybe it's not something. It doesn't mean you're fucking molested or you were abused. It could be something that's like you were. Who knows? Who knows what happened along that path?
Something wasn't great.
Something.
Mom just was weird or not right.
Mom hugged you a little too hard with those titties.
Titties. No, that's why I said I was joking. I'm sure there's something off. Listen, I was saying that before. It's hilarious to see, you know, there's fucking models who kill themselves. Do you know what I mean? Who live like gorgeous lives of all this stuff. They do crazy shit. You know what I mean? Everyone's got all their fucked up shit. Sure. Hot, dumb people. They go on Bill Maher's show. They date Armie Hammer. Any one of those things.
All right. Let's see.
Man with the biggest dick says it's still growing, huh? Is that possible? Unless you've had Blue Chew. Blue Chew, everybody.
Dude, the world's biggest dick?
Yeah, the way it's listed in the chat, it's like Bobby's saying about himself, I have the world's largest penis. Is it Jonah Falcon? Yeah, it's the same guy.
When is this article from? It's still growing.
It's from now, but I'm saying it's him, right? Is it Jonah? Is that his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, Jonah Falcon. He's been on like Stern Punch and everything.
Let's see. A New York native with the world's largest penis has spilled the tea on some of the struggles he's faced having the Titanic tallywhacker. Love the alliteration, dude. Just people who write this.
This guy shows up every couple of years like it's a new story. I don't know why it even like.
Let me see.
I don't even know.
Go back up. Thing. I'm going to read the quote. Since my testicles are so extremely large, this fucking just sounds like you guys bragging. Hey, since these balls are so fucking big.
Wait a second. What is this Channel 4 documentary, My Massive Cock? What's Channel 4?
Wait, what? There's a Channel 4 documentary called My Massive Cock. That's hilarious. I thought you were kidding.
Yeah, My Massive Cock, in which massive men describe the difficulty.
Dude, can we just do a watch along of My Massive Cock, the documentary? That's a whole episode of Legion of Skanks, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That is fucking great.
Either wear baggy pleated pants to go incognito.
Whose willy measures a whopping 13.5 inches when erect, more than double the U.S. average of 6 inches.
And eight inches wide.
This battle of the bulge has, among other things, forced Falcone to forego wearing tight pants. I tend to wear baggy or pleated pants to go incognito, if you know what I mean.
That's not how he talks.
Yeah, it is.
He sounds like he's a wiener, dude. This guy sucks.
He sounds like a dick.
Yeah. He really is like, he's like, yeah, it's not all you think it's cracked up to be.
It's not all sunshine and rainbows, you know?
I think it's one of the originations of Oh My, the George Takei, like, Oh My. It was like him pulling out his dick.
The phallically gifted man lamented of his massive member. I hate whoever's writing this, dude.
You liked it the first time, and now it's too much for you?
It's too much, dude. It was a fucking roast battle from 2018. Calm fucking down, dickhead. Just write a fucking article.
Massive member.
Okay, go down. Falcone. Well, let me see what he's got going on down there. Don't just stop there.
Yeah, right. Bobby, you know what's up.
Go back up. Sorry.
Fucking asshole. To see it. Don't make me beg, you piece of shit.
Falcone said he first realized he wasn't like the other boys when he was in elementary school, explaining, I was already over 4 inches flaccid when I was 10. Jesus.
Nice.
I would fucking love that now, dude.
4 flaccid?
So I had already caught the attention of other boys in boarding school, being more than twice as big when flaccid as an adult, just over 8 inches soft, more in very hot weather, gets reactions from guys. Indeed, it has been a schlong road for Falcone. You know what? I can't, dude.
It's been a schlong road.
Dude, this article's too schlong.
It is, but I'll tell you, just go to picture. This guy, you can see pictures of his actual dick.
Hey,
guy definitely has a big wiener, but he always, here's what he does. He comes out every couple years and gets headlines again and complains about it. That's like his thing always.
Headlines.
You think it's so great, but it's not so great to have this enormous dick. And he just wants to show everybody his huge dick. And then he probably gets a bunch of gay dates for the next couple of years.
Is he gay?
I think he's bi.
Oh, that's his fucking. Wow. That's his.
Yeah.
Are we sure this is, or is that just an image of the world's biggest penis?
Well, it's Jonah Falcon. Yeah, it's him.
Well, he's got it hard for people to see. He does porn.
I think he's done like gay shit before. Yeah. Or just like, you know, showing it, people paying money to see it. But he's also.
Jay, choosing right now, your dick or that dick. There's no in between. The genie goes, Jay, you got to make the decision.
Let me tell you, I'm a very weird genie and I have two options for you. One wish, very limited in the parameters.
No more wishing for more wishes, and this is your only wish.
Huh.
Ixnay on the inging.
The only wish possible is that I can have this or mine.
That's okay. It. There's only one wish. You could change your dick right now. You get this fucking hammer.
Yeah. Yeah. I would do it, and I'll tell you why.
You do it.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
That's crazy, Jay.
No, well, I'll tell you why. I'm almost 45. It's more than
you've
half
lived
my,
your
more
life
than
with
half
this
my
stick.
Life. Yeah, I'm like,
it's more than four fifths of your life, Jay.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'll take a fucking freakishly large dick for the end. Why not?
Just for my final days.
Yeah. Take a big, huge, fat cock for my last ride.
What is Alex saying now?
I feel like this is horrible. I don't know. And
It would be awful.
There's no girl that wants this. You're not going to be able to get
in. You'd be way happier staying where you're at, Jay.
No, nah, but when I find the pig that can, it's like Cinderella.
She's going to turn into a pumpkin after midnight.
She's out there. I'm going to clean her out like a pumpkin.
What is going on here? Whose music
Bobby's,
is that?
Bobby's got a song in his heart.
I'm looking up videos of this guy.
Bobby's beating off to this right now as he listens to smooth jazz.
Off. He's beating off to it.
Get it hard, bro. Stop wasting our time. You know what? Watching this guy whack it, maybe I wouldn't.
Dude, that's a wild fucking...
Yeah, that's like too much going on. No, I'll keep my own dick. Damn. I really thought I was going to spend... I thought maybe this genie would show up.
It's fucking Robin Williams as a genie still.
Oh!
Really? Oh, he's shoving it into his own ass. No. Maybe, you know what? I might take it. Never mind.
Damn, Lewis the dream, is back dude. In.
Never mind, dude. Oh, dude.
Yeah, by the way, he always says that he has the world's biggest dick. I think there's at least dicks that big in porn. Black ones. He's probably might be the world's largest white dick.
I mean, who is that? There's like there's a couple dicks in fucking porn where it's just like.
Yeah, outlandish.
Like, yeah, big black ones that are fucking ridic. Yeah. Wild.
Yeah,
I mean, dude, there is times when I hurt women with my little pecker, dude. I swear, dude, I don't think it's crazy the amount of girls that would have to be full-fledged lying acting to my face.
Yeah.
Like, why would they?
Yeah.
What's the point?
The idea of multiple.
That's what
women
I feel
lying.
Like. I'm like, why do this?
Why would you lie to me and say it hurts? That's so mean. It's so fucking mean. Is such a mockery of what I am if it's not true. Sean Lawless.
No idea.
Scott Nails.
Get it.
Great name.
Oh, that girl just turned on me recently. I think she did not enjoy me at all.
Who is she?
I think that. Oh, is it not her, maybe? I thought that was the tatted up one that came in the SDR show, Bobby. Joanna Angel.
Oh, she didn't like you? Why?
I think she just didn't get my jokes.
Freddie Gong?
Jesus.
Got a hammer.
We're only at 17,
they're all hammers, dude. These are all... Go down to one, Bobby. We don't need to look at all these dicks. I know Jay's getting off on it. Oh, yeah.
Dread.
They're getting blacker.
Told me the other day.
Mandingo.
Still number one, Mandingo.
How big is Mandingo?
For a long time. 14, they say.
Wow.
But go up to number three. That's where the girl we had on said this guy had the biggest him.
Dread.
Now featuring Dread. Yeah, they're all big, big, huge dicks. That guy, Jonah Falcons, that was too weird.
It's so funny how much I wanted a big dick as a kid and as an adult. No, but now it doesn't really matter as much now. I'm telling you right now, the little dick competition legitimately has me walking around with like a lot more confidence than I've had in my life, because you don't realize that there's little dicks like that out there. And then I'm going like, oh shit, like there's more of them out there than you think. I'm definitely
a feather Lewis in my cap literally... and a pip in my step.
I've always felt so bad that I didn't have shoes. Recently, I met a man who didn't have feet.
I'm just saying, I really started walking around the locker room with my dick out now.
Yeah.
Drying it off,
letting motherfuckers know what.
Dude, I like it means. And by the way, everyone still has bigger dicks than me that does that. But I almost want to say, I'm like, guys, just so you know, I'm not that small. They're like, you guys have to realize.
If you guys had seen the smallest dick competition, you'd be looking at me a little bit different right about now.
You'd be you'd be showing a little more respect to your old friend Louis J.
No, I get it. I get it. You guys haven't seen it though.
Maybe one day, if you're lucky enough, you'll understand.
Oh no, you have to understand this. It may look small and pathetic to you guys, but you got to see what's out there.
It's been a few weeks, so you're probably going to have to join Gas Digital Network at this point. Use promo code LOS.
Let's do one more of these stories because I want to see this one. Chick plows into her baby's daddy with their child in the car after finding out he was cheating with her sister, kills innocent bystander in the process.
He's a real ass dude. Right. Women are fucking, women are nuts, dude.
Right?
She's cute too. Mug shorties. Tweet. Oh, is this? Oh no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this poor old guy. Oh, He's just walking there, dude.
Is it not going to be him? Oh, yeah. It was definitely him, huh?
Oh, she's
the one back after him.
Oh, no. She hit. No, this guy isn't the guy. She took him out and then just took this random guy out.
Old guy afterwards got fucking killed. He's there dead on the ground. And now she doesn't care because she's a savage. And she's beating the shit out of him, dude.
There's other bodies around of other people she hit. Dude. Yeah, that's the person she killed.
Why is this guy still pushing the carts?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Washonda. I'm sorry.
My God.
I mean, she's going to jail for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, is that a crime? Wait a minute. Go back. Rewind it again. Play it again. Is he alone or is he with the... He's alone.
He's like, what are you doing?
You won't.
Jesus. Holy shit. And this old guy with a cane.
Well, to be honest with you, she should get less time because he was already
broken. That's the first moment he realized what was happening.
What happened? Oh, the person sitting on the windowsill is fine, huh?
Oh, I didn't see the person on the windowsill.
Wait, so rewind it. See, there's a person sitting there and just gets up and walks away.
No. Do they?
Look, watch.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Wow. But she got him.
She landed the fucking van, though. That was pretty impressive.
Stuck the landing.
Right? Hey,
dude, that is some fucking Khabib Nurmagomedov level ground and pound. Are you watching this
She's
right now?
For a knee bar, Lewis.
She went knee belly, dude.
Is that a cop who's not even getting involved yet?
The cop's like, I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
He's like, miss, chill out. Like,
oh, shit. Yo, you letting your girl beat you up?
Come on, bro. By the way, right. Jesus, dude.
I'm going to let you off with a warning on this one.
She's like, okay, but listen, go home, cool down.
She get away?
Cool off a little bit.
Whoa. He's got to just be like a security guard or something.
Yes, absolutely.
She's definitely on her period. Women don't like me.
By the way, this guy's just filming it. You want to get on her bad side? And then she just ran off. Car ain't working. No. By the way, she would have left. Car wasn't working.
Oh, my God, dude. You know what's really funny? I like how the news will let us watch him get hit, but not the other guy. I don't know why. That's like a weird,
interesting.
Like he's involved, so you can watch him die.
He's a cheater.
Oh, he lives. That's why. You know what it is? He lived.
That old man's dead.
It's crazy. I mean, dude, look, that old man though was already broken. So I feel like if you go into a store and you steal like
gum,
like, you know, in a regular shirt, I feel like it's less of a crime than stealing a regular shirt.
Oh, I got you.
As fucked up as that is, I get your point.
Yeah.
Like it's a lot more fucked up to kill a little kid than it is to kill me. Cause I already at least got 40 years.
And it's a lot less.
You're robbing more from them.
And it's not even like he's on his fucking, like, he's like at the end of his life, he's walking around on a cane.
It's still wrong.
That moment that Bobby captured, he goes, oh, finally. Finally, the sweet release.
Good God. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Christopher Scott Griffith, 58, was one of the two people hit. He died at UC Medical Center several hours after the crash.
And where was it? UC California?
I don't know.
Cincinnati.
He died of COVID.
It happened in Cincinnati, yeah.
Cincinnati's fucked up, dude.
That's cool club there, Bananas?
That's why I play outside of Cincinnati in Liberty Township, Ohio. That's a funny bone.
Hmm, interesting.
And Go Bananas in Cincinnati. Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Let's wrap this sumbitch up, everybody.
It's been fun.
Fun one with the boys.
Absolutely.
We will catch you guys live back Monday at the stand.
10 p.m. special time Halloween contest. $250 cash prize for the most offensive costume. Ooh.
We'll catch you guys then. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch Uncle Magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you. I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.